The House of Representatives passed the appropriation bill for our energy and water projects. Energy and water, of course, are critically important to our congressional district because we have more shoreline than any other congressional district except Alaska. So we had actually $23 million to maintain and make repairs at the Sioux Lock. That's why we need a new Sioux Lock. Can't be dumping $23 million every year into the pole lock and to maintain the operations up there. It's a pretty big earmark that we had for the Sioux Locks for the maintenance and operation of the current lock structure. You know, recently we just broke ground for the new Sioux Lock with the cofferdams. That was $17 million. But anyways, there's $23 million. There's $23 million to maintain and operate the Sioux Lock. Other harbors, Ontonagon will be receiving over $1 million to repair the pier. And for dredging, Presqu'île Harbor will be receiving money along with Menominee and Charlevoix and the Keweenaw Waterway. We also have $3 million for the Consortium of Plant Biotechnology Research. That's really between Michigan Tech and Michigan State. And we're looking at how we can improve biomass energy production, commercially alternative viable products we can use for biotechnology, for biomass, and try to reduce hazardous waste and or a reduction of greenhouse gases. So as you can see, energy and water, we have a little bit of everything in northern Michigan. We'll continue to do some more work in these areas. And there's a number of other things we're trying to do with this bill, including weatherization. And I'm pleased to see that Gogeba Community College actually received $300,000 to replace some hot water and heaters and energy to install some energy efficient furnaces and ventilation. Something Gogeba College probably could not do on its own, but with the help of federal government, they can now do it as a earmark that I put in the bill for them. So I'm glad to see this legislation pass. I'm glad to see these projects are funded, and we continue work on further funding for other projects, including the new Sioux Lock in the next fiscal year, and another legislation that's moving through the U.S. House.